Mr. Ramsey. Lewis, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, wonderful. A little chilly, but other than that, I'm okay. How about you? You cold?
Well, you're a little chilly, but it's cold. Well, you know, here in Chicago, it's 42 degrees, and so 42 degrees in December is wonderful for us.
Yes, it is. I have been there many times around Thanksgiving, and it is literally very cold that time of year.
Well, it's not very cold. I guess we're just used to it.
Right, you know, right.
Yeah.
Well, I love Chicago. Chicago's actually my favorite city, so, I mean, it's one of my favorite places. Cold or not, I love it. So,
yeah.
I'll have to come visit you when I come back.
Okay.
It is such an honor having you here with me today for Pink and Blue Notes. It is a huge honor. And I got to, first of all, congratulate you on your new label, because I am so excited about that for you. Ramsey's House, that's distributed through Sony/Red. That's a very big deal. So, and I know you have your hands very much on all the aspects of it, and you oversee major decisions. Is that something you've always wanted to venture into, Ramsey, or did it just kind of happen?
Well, both things. You know, every artist would like to have control of his or her own label.
Mm-hmm.
But it just sort of happened. My new management, I've had them about a year now. They have a relationship with Sony Red, and they came up with the idea of why doesn't Ramsey have his own label?
Right.
And, I thought it was a great idea, and it's up to me now to not just feature my talent, my performance, but to go out and find young talent that has the ability to perform at a high level but needs the exposure and maybe some tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have fun doing this.
Wow. I know you released your latest, Taking Another Look, the deluxe edition, on July 24th on Ramsey's House. And yours is the first through your label, right, to be released?
Correct.
Okay. And will Ramsey's House... will it be home to just other jazz artists or other artists in general, or are you kind of mainstreaming or focusing it in the jazz arena?
Well, it'll be predominantly in the jazz arena.
Okay.
Maybe some R&B oriented
mm-hmm.
jazz.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be down the middle, straight ahead, traditional jazz. But the common denominator between all the artists on there has to be the ability to put forth improvisation in the tradition that the great masters set us on.
Wow! I appreciate that. I appreciate it so, because I talk to so many people and. And mostly jazz artists, mainly jazz artists, and that's good to hear, because so much of that is lost, so much of that is gone, and there's nothing like it. There's nothing like improvisation. There's nothing more beautiful to me than the ability to improvise, and so I appreciate that. That's a high, that's a big quality, and so I definitely can appreciate that. Now, Taking Another Look, the deluxe edition, is what I am going to call, or what I have termed, kind of a reincarnation, if you will, of your 1974 album, Sun Goddess. And I know that album took you back to I call music electric. I know it's electric music. I call it music electric. And then you added two covers and three new songs. Now, I've had a great time listening, personally, to Taking Another Look and sharing it with those Ramsey Lewis fans, like in my family, that I know may not have had it. So I said, you guys have to hear this. This is just like wonderful. Like you got to hear it. And so they're like, oh wow, Ramsey Lewis got it. Yeah. So it's been just in my circle, it's been well received. You did like phenomenal covers of Betcha by Golly Wow and Stevie Wonder's Living for the City. I thought, wow, like, how, what homage, you know. And I actually just saw Stevie about 2 weeks ago, live here in Charlotte. And I was, you know, you, what kind of concert for 3 hours straight, you know? And so I appreciated hearing that. And I know you shot a video for it. Now, tell me, the original Sun Goddess, you was the first time you ventured into electric keyboards, right?
Well, actually, the first time I visited an electric keyboard was in the late 50s, early 60s.
Wow.
I heard Ray Charles playing electric piano on What I Say, that big hit record he had.
Mm-hmm.
And on other songs, I heard him play the Wurlitzer electric piano. So that was, and so I picked up one. And it was fun to play, but I found myself going back to the Steinway more often than I was sitting at the Wurlitzer. And then, of course, came the middle 60s when we did the In Crowd. That was acoustic all the way.
Mm-hmm.
But electronic music, the Fender Rhodes was coming into play.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Fender Rhodes people sent me a Fender Rhodes, and I kind of played around with it until finally in the early 70s, I carried one on the road with me, and that's when I, of course, Maurice White already knew my music well, because he had played in my earlier trio, and so when he called me to do Sun Goddess, he actually asked me what I'd like to do Sun Goddess. But there's a story here.
Oh, please tell me.
When he called me, he had Maurice and Earth, Wind, and Fire were playing in New York. And I was in Washington, D.C. playing a job. And he called me and he says, Ramsey, we got this song for you. And it's going to be bigger than the In Crowd. Now, he knew how big the In Crowd was. So for him to say that, I said, oh, boy.
Right.
So, long story short, he and some of the guys stopped in Chicago on their way back to L.A.
Okay.
And we spent 2 or 3 days on this song. I said, what are you going to call it? He said, we're going to call it Hot Dog It, which he did. But then, before we closed up all the instruments and the cases and everything, he said, I forgot, I got this other song. And the other song, he didn't have a name to it, and he didn't have any lyrics to it. He says, but it's a great melody. Let's just put it down. We put it down. He says, but we need some lyrics. Don't have any lyrics. Why don't we just say, Maurice says, why don't we just say, way-o? I said, well, you know, it's your song. You can say what you want to say. Well, the record company put out Hot Dog It, because that's what Maurice thought was going to be the big smasheroo. And Hot Dog It, it's all, you know, it was all right. But the album was selling like hotcakes, and so they called the record shops and said, well, what's selling? They said, people are coming in asking for the album that has Sun Goddess on it.
Ooh.
And so that's when I started, once again now, taking the Fender Rhodes on the road with me, the electric piano.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for a few years, but I found myself still gyrating back to the Steinway.
Mm-hmm.
So I eventually just hired a keyboard player. I said, you come and play the electric instruments, and I'll just sit at the Steinway and do what I do.
Right.
So that's how that happened.
Wow. I found it very interesting. One of those little interesting facts that Maurice White was previously, you know, in the beginning, a part of a band you had long time ago. And I thought, wow. And then to have left that to form Earth, Wind, and Fire, but then to come back and produce Sun Goddess, I thought, now that is just, you know, it's wonderful, you know, the collaborations between you two, as well as the, you know, the whole band that has continued.
The way it happened, Chess Records, Chess Producing Company, back in those days, almost all of record companies had what they called house bands.
Yes.
Because some artists, singers especially, didn't have their own band. So to record with them, the record company said, we have our own orchestra, our own band. Sometimes 6, 7, 8, 9 pieces. And Maurice was the drummer with the house band.
Mm-hmm.
So we would stop by Chess, and we had the trio, and we'd stop by from time to time. And Maurice was down there. He'd see me, and he was soft-spoken, as he still is. And he said, hey, Ramsey, how you doing? He kind of whispered. How you doing? How's the road? And how's this and how's that? And I knew he could really play, because I heard him play not only blues and R&B, but I also heard him play with Sonny Stitt and Gene Ammons and the straight ahead jazz people.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came time for me to change drummers, I called Maurice, and he said, oh, I'd love to play with your trio. And he stayed with me about 3 or 4 years, about 3 or 4 years. And one day he says, well, I'm going to go form my own group. And I thought he was going to go form, a jazz trio, mm-hmm. or a quintet or something. And he says, no, we're going to dance, and we're going to play R&B, jazz, pop, and we're going to do magic. I said, Maurice, you better take a couple aspirin and take a nap. But lo and behold, he did just that. And, of course, the rest is history, as they say.
Yes, yes. Wow, that I got to give him some credit, and maybe that aspirin and that nap helped him, but for him to just have that vision and to do it is just, like I said, the rest is history, because it is incredible. And the fact that he, approached, mentioned in the In Crowd, that was like your first gold record and you won a Grammy. So it's like, to say I got something that is just as good, and turns yep. out Sun Goddess, yeah, you did,
and he was right.
he was right on both counts. So out of all of your records, Ramsey, I mean, you have like 75 to 80 records. I mean, I can't even imagine. But what prompted your decision to choose Sun Goddess to bring it back to life after all these years?
Well, first came, what kind of album do you want to do? And I said, well, maybe take another look at some of the songs that I've liked over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people said, well, why don't you just call the album Taking Another Look? So then we started lifting the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Sun Goddess is one of the songs that is still dear to my heart. We still play it every show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Sun Goddess and Betcha by Golly Wild's one of the, and the other, some of the other songs are songs that we love to play.
Mm-hmm.
So we are actually taking another look at those songs.
Right, right.
So, they're not... Sun Goddess is very close to the way we recorded it with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
But the other songs are not exactly the way we recorded them prior. So although we're taking another look, we're not copying what we did earlier.
Right. Right, I know you did maintain the authentic version of Sun Goddess, featuring Earth, Wind and Fire, with the exception of a little bit of tweaking and fans, editing. Fans really appreciate that, hearing that authentic song that was so loved, many years ago. That's it's like purity in its rarest form. We appreciate that as fans. So that's a good thing for your fans. But even all of them, all the songs, Intimacy, Love Song, To Know Her, all those songs are songs that still, when I listened to them, I said, wow. It's so reminiscent. I guess that's the best way I can describe it. Yet it's different. Yet it's not, but it, maybe you can help me, Ramsey. Help me. Is your music help me?
No, I know exactly what you mean.
And in addition to those, when you had joining you on this project, Other than your touring quintet, you have, you know, known as the Electric Band, which I love that. I love that title. You have Dr. John, and who did Jungle Strut. You have a funky, funky group called Kung Fu that did Tambura. And then you have the band Talk. And that they added Sharing Her Journey. Now, I totally love those three bonus tracks. I think it is like the icing on a cake. Sprinkles on the cake. And so tell me why you decided, well, okay, let me add the deluxe edition to it. And I'm going to add these three additional tracks. Tell me how that came to be.
Well, I wanted to feature some groups that are popular today, that's touring today.
Mm-hmm.
And so my manager knew of these groups. They said, well, let me send you some CDs, some music by these groups. And he sent me several, more than these, the three that I end up using.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the three that I liked. Of course, I knew Dr. John from years and years,
right,
and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
From New Orleans. Everybody knows Dr.
Yep.
John.
Yep.
But I didn't know the other two. So I heard them and I said, yep, that's it. To fill out the album, let's make these the bonus tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing we did, because many people have told me they like those bonus tracks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I totally appreciate them. I think it's like I said, it's like sprinkles. It's like, oh, you've given us this, and now sprinkles, just a little extra added spice to vintage pure perfection that doesn't need anything else, but just because I'm going to give you some sprinkles, you know. That's kind of how I look at it. And again, I appreciate that, and fans appreciate it, because not only did you open the door to those other artists who your fans may not have known or heard of before. I knew Dr. John was as well, but I wasn't familiar with Kung Fu and Talk. So, you know, I learned as well, which of course sends me to do what? Go find out for myself, you know, do my own research.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate the fact that you gave them a platform, in addition and on the same project as something so near and dear and to you. I think that speaks volumes, and it says a lot about you, as an artist. It just speaks volumes. And you've stated that this project is in your top five, and I want to know why you feel that way.
Well, the way it turned out, primarily after recording it and mastering it and listening to it afterwards, and listening to the performance of those songs, of Taking Another Look, I looked over the many albums that I've done, and I very seldom do I do that and say, well, yeah, this should go in the top 10 or the top whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But with everybody making the contributions that they made, and putting their heart and soul into it, and I could feel it. I could feel it in the music.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, this belongs in my top five.
Okay, so if I may, what are your other four?
Oh,
I know. What make you think for a second? Okay,
yeah,
well, at
I
least
I can't tell you, fan. I can't tell you, fan.
Okay.
Of course. You know, Sun Goddess is one. You know, the In Crowd's got to be another one. Wade in the Water's got to be another one. And another one, see, if I start doing it, it's going to be more than five. there's an album I did called Mother Nature's Son that had all Beatles songs on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, I have to go back and you gonna see what you're doing. You're making me do more homework, and I love it. thank you for expanding my musical palette. It cannot be large enough. I can tell you that as a musician myself. I'll never have enough. So thank you. I'm going to go. And as soon as we finish talking, I am going to look up personally Mother's Nature's Song. I'm telling you that. Cause I can't imagine. I can't imagine. So I have to hear it. And because you are such an icon in this industry, Ramsey, I'm sure you hear that a lot, and you have three Grammys as well as countless other awards. And you've worked with everybody, and I mean, you've worked with the very best of the best over the many years. Is there anything you have yet to do that you still desire to do?
No, I'm fortunate enough to be able to pretty much do what I want to do at this point in my life. And most of that is playing the piano, though. You know, gadgets and doodads, you know, I've had my fill of that. And, of course, I travel. It's interesting that I travel to perform, but then when I have some time off, my wife and I look at each other and say, well, what do we want to do? We got 3 weeks, 4 weeks off. We say, well, let's get on a plane and go somewhere.
Really?
So, yeah, we love to travel.
Wow.
And we love a good dinner when we find out a good restaurant. We don't go seeking out new restaurants. I learned the hard way that just because it's a new restaurant on the scene, you don't come running up there. I wait until it settles and the word of mouth gets around.
Yes, yes.
No matter in what town, you know, I seek, you know, good restaurants because we like good food.
Well, has she over the years enjoyed traveling with you as you know, see the world? Has that been something that she's loved to do, or she just kind of like, okay, I'm over it now. Okay. But if she still loves getting on planes, I guess she's not tired of it.
She loves to go on every date that I play.
Wow, Ramsey, really?
Yeah, she makes all of my concerts.
Wow, that is phenomenal. And I asked that, that wasn't one of my questions, but I asked that because I am personally, because I'm a writer as well as musician. I find it very, very awe inspiring how the women, if you will, in the lives of such icons as yourself, like, you know, your George Dukes and people that are just have been doing this for so long and have just been represent such strength through this, you know, like you say, all the touring and all the just the world of music, period. I find that beautiful. I find it a very, very beautiful thing. And so much so that I, in my own way, some kind of way and somehow want to pay homage to those women who have done just that. It's my father's a musician, so it's not an easy thing to do. However, there are women who do it and do it very, very well. And I just feel the need to pay homage to them in some kind of way. I don't know what that is yet, but I'm working on it. So don't forget I told you that, okay?
Okay.
Don't forget, Ramsey. Okay, now back. Let me get back on track. Can you recall the moment you knew what you'd be doing or wanted to do for the rest of your life? Can you remember that moment?
I was 12 years old, and I knew I wanted to play the piano for the rest of my life.
Wow.
I wasn't thinking about, well, they didn't have Grammys and gold records in those days. But I just knew that I had fallen in love with the piano. At first, practicing wasn't something that I fell in love with. I wanted to take the lessons once a week, but I didn't want to practice every day. But by the time I was 12 years old, I wanted to practice every day. And it got to the point where my parents had to stop me and said, okay, you've been practicing now for 3-4 hours. You got homework to do.
Right.
You got to go to bed, get up, go to school. But I can remember those days, 12, 13, 14 years old, I couldn't wait to get the piano.
Wow. Wow. So back then, did you have any major influences that you drew inspiration from? Or was it just simply you and the piano and you just kind of, it was all just very natural and you just went for it?
Oscar Peterson, probably.
Oh, yeah.
When I was 12 years old, Oscar Peterson was a huge influence. My dad had some Art Tatum records, but there was so much piano on those records. I thought it was two piano. I thought it was Mr. Art and Mr. Tatum. There was so much piano on those records. Of course, Oscar plays a lot of piano, too.
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, Oscar Peterson, Bud Powell, Earl Garner, George Shearing, Wynton Kelly. I mean, there was several piano players. Red Garland, that I liked in those days.
Wow. A 12-year-old young man listening to Oscar Peterson. Wow. Wow. You know, wow. I love it because, again, but look at you now. So it makes sense. From newer artists, Ramsey, do you take interest in newer artists via, you know, clearly your label is an example of that. And then these bonus tracks, adding new sounds to and introducing the world to new artists. So I was going to ask you if you found not so much inspiration from newer artists, but have taken an interest, if you will, and clearly based on what you've said, you have. And I think that's wonderful because they are probably they can learn a lot from you. They can learn a lot from you, like you said, tutelage or guidance. I think that's phenomenal of someone of your you know, who has had the success and the years, you know, and the maturity you have in this business, for you to take a look at and an interest in new talent is wonderful. I know they couldn't be happier. You know, those who are yet to become members of Ramsey's House, you know, those who have yet to venture into that, they will be very, very, very blessed and fortunate to be under your tutelage and your guidance. So what will, Mr. Lewis, your footprints say to the future generations about the man and his music?
Wait, what's the question? I'm sorry.
What will your footprints to future generations say about the man and his music?
Oh boy, if I could predict the future, I have no idea. I don't go there. I pretty much stay in the moment. I pretty much stay in the present, and I have no idea what the future is going to say about me and my music. I hope it's something positive. I hope they say that I made a contribution.
Yes.
I feel they will. And
definitely.
And other than that, I practice, which I got to get back to practicing today, right now.
Okay.
I should have been practicing 10 minutes ago.
Well, I know your fans can purchase your music and keep up with you via your website, RamseyLewisMusic.com, right, and on social media. And in closing, thank you for your time again, Ramsey. It's been a pleasure and a privilege, and I want to close with one last question, if you will, or one last thought from you. Can you leave me and your fans with a word or some words of wisdom that you found helpful throughout the years in this business specifically?
Well, in any business.
Okay.
In any profession, doctor, lawyer, whatever, musician, mm-hmm. you must at some point early in your life make a commitment to what you're going to do with your life, and then come hell or high water, stay with it and work hard at it and get the best instructions and the best teaching that you can afford, go to the best school that you can afford, and make that commitment. It's not going to drop out of the heavens to you and say, well, here I am, here's your hit record, or here I am, here's your career, or mm-hmm. here I am, here's your dentistry, or your medical profession. You must go after it with hard work. And believe me, it'll pay off if you're willing to put in the hard work first.
Wow. Well, it can't get any clearer than that. And thank you, and I appreciate it. I will take that inspiration, as well as your listeners. Thank you so much, Ramsey, again. Get to practicing. I love you for your work and your contribution to the music industry, and I hope to be seeing you soon here in my parts of the country.
Thank you so much. Enjoy talking with you.
You too, Ramsey. Have a great afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.